connection. Thank you very much, Minister. Indeed, just a few days ago, the unprecedented process of dialogue was completed with organizations of civil society and also the participation of the Catholic Church and we carried out the round tables on the basis of the proposals made by the government in June and mobilization of groups of indigenous people and other with a view to combat violence and avoid the loss of life that has affected the country. Now we have signed on the 30th of June an agreement between the government and the leadership of some organizations, and agreements were reached on some technical aspects to overcome social issues that involve broad sectors of the population. Many years went by without paying attention to these issues, never tried to have a comprehensive approach. But indeed, we have taken this unprecedented step, not just for Ecuador, but also for the region, to ensure peaceful relations between the authorities and different groups of the population. And this will be confirmed with time. And we are aiming to have a multicultural and inclusive country in order to ensure that organizations sit down together and come up with agreements together that will benefit millions of Ecuadorians. We'll also see that it is possible to carry out social transformation in Ecuador on the basis of democracy and peace. And we can say that this is a beginning of a public policy that is based on a shared vision that does not exclude anyone. And this roundtable for dialogue was based on a full process of inclusiveness and not through street demonstrations that may undermine the situation. So in full transparencies, we involved the organizations of civil society, indigenous populations that helped us work towards having this public policy that is more in line with their needs. And this is something that makes it possible for have an open approach. And never before we had such an open approach. And all of this is aimed at avoiding the paralyzation of the country in order to ensure the rights of all Ecuadorians. The government has acted with responsibility, and today we are overcoming the accumulated problems of the past under the leadership of our president. We must ensure peace and progress where before we had mistrust and fear. And we are very pleased to see that the government can demonstrate this achievement.